You'll already know that you can save serious money on your household bills with Money Supermarket, but did you know that you can now earn rewards with their new Super Save Club? New to Money Supermarket, save on your car, home, annual travel insurance or broadband, and you'll get 12 months unlimited access to free days out at thousands of venues via the Money Supermarket app. And then when you add on new products, you get additional rewards. Yes, you heard that right. Simply buy your car insurance, home insurance, broadband and more with Money Supermarket, and you'll earn rewards to spend however you want. Convert your rewards into a prepaid MasterCard or choose to spend it at brands such as Amazon or Sainsbury's. Sign up today and watch your savings really add up. Visit moneysupermarket.com to find out more and join the Super Save Club now. That's moneysupermarket.com. Terms and conditions apply. Qualifying product with a Money Supermarket account. Days out via app only. 18 plus, UK only.
Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on Ye Olde Braves. Hi, everybody. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing today? You look like you're podcasting from heaven.
I am. I'm podcasting from just no green screen today, just here in front of some curtains. What's going on with you?
I'm just here in front of reality, guys. Okay, so that's where I podcast from, my reality. Everybody, welcome to the show today. It's a huge day on the show because it is the day we've all been waiting for, the day where Kyle Richards finally becomes honest and tells us what's going on in her life. I know she's been dragging it out, but this is Kyle Richards of Open and Honest Kyle. So surely we're going to get a big payoff at the end of this season that has been revolving around what's going on with Kyle. She's been dragging it out, but today we are going to get all of our answers, all of our questions answered. I'm so excited. How about you, Ben? You excited?
Beyond thrilled.
We're going to get it.
Just full of adrenaline coursing through my veins. I'm just
guys, beside myself. Guys, we are going to get our bi-curiosity answered. what would you... Resolved? What would you call it? Your curiosity...
Bi-curiosity...
Quenched? Did you get curiosity
fulfilled,
quenched?
Quenched, sated.
Sated.
It's going to be the best hour of our lives.
I can't wait. Okay, everybody. So we're doing a live show in LA, and it's going to be for Netflix Comedy Festival, and it's going to be fun and chill at the Kookaburra Lounge, and that's in Hollywood. It's our friend's new club. We're so excited to be doing that. That's at the beginning of May, and then in the end of May, we're going to Europa. We're going to go to London, Dublin, and Birmingham. So come see those. Get tickets at watchwhatcrappens.com. Also, as usual, we're on video today. Hi. You can watch these videos on Crappens On Demand over on our Patreon. That's also where you get bonus episodes. We will be doing a bonus episode today. And we will also be talking about more alcoholism on Summer House. Bravo is just bringing us alcoholism accusations just out the wazoo. I'm just so excited to talk about vodka for the next 4 hours straight. So let's get to it, Ben.
Oh, I am ready for Summer House later this week. My body is ready. Yeah, let's get to it. Some Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. The reunion is picking up. So Andy has just asked Kyle if Teddy does her dirty work for her. Of course, we know the answer is yes. And so Andy's asking Sutton, and he's like, so Teddy commented on your drinking. She says, yes, she said I have vodka in my purse, which is a lie. I have vodka and gin.
Does it count if they're just tiny bottles? No, doesn't. Okay. Serving size matters, Andy. Okay. It's not like I have one giant bottle of Tito's in my purse. I have five tiny bottles of Belvedere. Okay. And so she's very, very offended. And of course, Teddy's an idiot. And who cares what Teddy says? Oh, and by the way, everybody who's saying that Joe from Vanderpump Rules is the new Teddy, how dare you? Joe has more personality in her pinky finger than Teddy ever had on this show. Now, I don't know Teddy in real life. And now she's a a fellow podcaster, so I'm not dissing her in that way because I don't know, you know, only respect. Hi, peers. But as far as like a housewife person, it's fucking Teddy. Who cares? And don't compare Joe to Teddy. Joe's interesting.
Wait, why are people comparing Joe to Teddy? That's so random. Like, I don't understand.
They say that they look just alike.
What's that mean? No, I think Joe looks like Molly Baz. That's my hot take for today, guys.
Molly Baz? Who's that?
Cookbook author. She's very annoying.
Molly Baz. I have to
look. Does great recipes. Great recipes. Very annoying personality.
Molly Baz. I'm going to look at her. Oh, just onesie. She does kind of look like her. And we then this about girl. It. Oh, yeah. I know who this girl is. I've watched her on the YouTube before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, where are my homies at? She's like, yeah. She's
her profile says, I'm a cook, video host, recipe developer, cookbook author, weenie lover, and Caesar salad enthusiast.
Yeah. I'm a weenie lover. Recipes are great. Her recipes are so legitimately great, but her, like, it's like, but they're all incredibly annoying recipes. You've never seen a more annoying recipe than a Molly Baz recipe. And damn it, they're all so wonderful.
Okay, so is Sutton an alcoholic? I don't know. I find it hilarious that Sutton is so offended that someone said she carries alcohol around in her purse when she carries mixers around in her purse.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you might as well just carry, it's like, I don't carry crack in my purse. I only carry the crack pipe.
Yeah, it's like I'm linking up with someone else who has the crack. Yeah, I love Sutton's reaction to that. So Andy's like, so what's she doing? You're dirty work? And Kyle's like, absolutely not. Well, you could have said no, she doesn't, Teddy. You could have said that, Kyle. She goes, well, I'm sorry, but I'm not doing that. I'm not doing for her. I don't know why she said what she means by I'm not doing for her, but she's gonna start
going off, but she's interrupted, and Sutton's like, well, you could have been a better friend in that moment. Have you not watched this show? Kyle is always throwing alcoholics under the bus. That's what Kyle does on this show, okay? It's classic Kyle. This is season 13, okay? Season 1 ended up in the back of the limo. You are a goddamn alcoholic is what you are. And why should it change 13 years later? People don't change, okay?
I know. Sutton saying you could have been a better friend in that moment. How about you could have been a better friend in the over the past 13 years to literally everyone on this show?
You could have been a better drink in that moment. I mean, wait a minute. Teddy made me say that. So Kyle's like, listen, I didn't say anything. Like, you know what? I didn't say anything about that. But also, there are like a lot of things that I could have said, and I didn't say that. So how about that? How about that? So all not right, only did I insinuate you're an alcoholic, now I'm insinuating that you're probably more than an alcoholic. And I could have said that, but I'm not really saying that. So you can't be mad at me for not saying it because I just insinuated it right now.
I think that insinuating that I have a drinking problem and I'm an anorexic and that I've made it my foot problem and that I take pills, I think that's all bad. And Kyle's like, I never said any of those things. I just merely smirked and said, I don't know, anytime someone brought that up. That's all.
Yeah, but you do take pills for your neuropathy, so I don't know what the big fucking deal is, okay? You got neuropathy. Is it like empathy? Give me some. Can I borrow your neuropathy for just a minute and get people up a goddamn ass?
You know, the price of the neuro has dropped precipitously. No, neuropathy, not euros.
I'm from everywhere. When you're from all over the world, you can call euros whatever you want to.
All right, Dorit. So Kyle's like, guys, did I say any of those things? Like, did I literally say them? No, I did not. So it's like, who cares? Okay, you know what? You insinuated it. And she's like, I never said anything. And so they're fighting over whether insinuation is really admitting anything, which... This is a whole season of insinuation. We've got the Morgan Wade, you know, insinuating that Kyle is dating Morgan, all this stuff. And the insinuation that Mauricio has done something really terrible, which we still also don't know at this point what's happened. It's just a lot of insinuation. And Kyle will take responsibility for none of that.
I know Kyle gets very mad when Sun insinuates things, but then when put on the defense... Kyle, or when put in the hot seat, Kyle refuses to admit that she also insinuates. So she, as evidence here, she keeps on saying, I didn't say that. I never said that. And Sutton's like, well, it's understanding your responsibility in the insinuation. You have got to understand this at some point. Kyle Richards, Kyle, you have been relentlessly mean to me.
And Erica's like, oh, I don't think I'll show you mean, bitch. And I like that Sutton's kind of taking Kyle's weapons away from her by using them against her first. Because that is Kyle's phrase, mean. That's what Kyle says. You can't come call Kyle Richards mean. How dare you? When Kyle's in trouble, she says, you guys are so mean to me. You are so mean. Everybody here is so mean to me. And now Kyle is taking the mean stick and beating Kyle with it, right? So now it's a mean off. Right. So Kyle's like, when was I mean? Like, name one time. I was like, Jesus Christ, the corners of her lips. She's not even going to have a corner of her mouth. She's just always going to have O face. So Sutton's like, what, as Denise would say, watch the show and stop saying my jacket's upside down when it's not. I know what you're trying to do. Thank you. And you're welcome.
And also, quick, make this rat turn here. I think Big Pharma's following us. So Kyle's like, oh my God. Sutton's like, yes, you have to watch it. So Kyle, Sutton's like, you know, if you can't take responsibility, it's going to make me insane. She goes, well, why don't you learn to shut up sometimes and listen, Sutton? It was extremely hurtful at that dinner party to sit there and be grilled about my marriage. And now Sutton goes, but I didn't say anything about your marriage.
Remember 2 seconds ago? One of us, like, you're mean. Questions. No, you're mean. No, you're insinuating. No, you're insinuating.
I didn't say it. Well, I didn't say it. But you said this. I didn't say that. But you said this. I didn't say that.
So Andy's like, okay, where do we go from here? It's almost over. People are sleeping on their couches. Okay, are we going to make up? And so Kyle's like, I love Sutton. I mean, I do consider her my friend. You know, I love Sutton as much as Sutton loves Belvedere. You know, and that's why it hurt me so much when she was mean to me. And it may take some time, but I don't see it as something we can't fix. You know, I mean, I might be a lesbian now and I'm good at fixing things. Stereotypically. I don't know if it's true because I'm too new. Or am I? I don't really even know. Am I insinuating something? Oh, God, stop being mean to me.
Listen, we're going to be fine. I think we both know that. You know, our heart's in the right place. Plus, I'm still very wealthy, so that means she's going to kiss up to me no matter what. So we'll be totally good.
Oh, I'm getting teary. I'm getting teary, Andy. I miss Kyle. I miss Kyle. So, okay, you do.
You know what it's like? You know, like when your Roomba's dead? And you're like, God, this floors are getting dusty. But then finally it finishes charging and can leave its port again. That's what I feel like with Kyle. I'm just so ready for her batteries to turn back on again. I miss you so much.
And Kyle's like, yeah, I mean, I miss talking to her too. That's why I was just so upset. Sounds like, I was upset too. I miss you, Kyle. Are you insinuating that you miss me? Are you insinuating that you miss me? No, no, you're mean. You're mean.
I didn't say that. I love you. I didn't say that. I didn't say that. So they hug. Andy's like, well, maybe you guys should hug it out because that just solves everything, right? So they hug and it's like they're like happy and everything. And he's like, all right, I'm gonna leave it there. We're gonna take a break and then we're gonna bring your friend out, quote unquote. Okay, what are we waiting on? Is Kathy coming? Did I just ruin the surprise right there? Where's Kathy Hilton?
And they're like, is Cassie's coming? What? Wow. What?
So we're standing by to Mike, Kathy. Okay, Kathy's not Mike? Like, what? Andy's like so offended that Kathy's not ready yet. Meanwhile, Kathy's the only one in this entire cast who's going to the Oscars. Like, she's the only one who's going to the Vanity Fair party. And he's like, why isn't she ready for me? I'm like, you're on Kathy's show now. She's not on your show.
Also, Kathy is getting made up to look like the tree woman from fucking Into the Woods. They're putting so much, like, contouring and shit on her. Are people supposed to come out looking like Abe Lincoln? Why are you carving people like this? They literally look like they're carving her out of a log of wood backstage.
If you know what you know. Da, 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 da. La, 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 la.
Yeah.
Paris and Cinderella then?
Huh?
Does that make Paris Cinderella?
Well, you know, one could say. So, yeah, she just looks crazy. And I just love Garcelle doing her greatest hits from the season. Because I feel like if they put a compilation of Garcelle's greatest hits for the season, it would just be, what? Wow. Hmm. Oh. And a solid. Hmm.
And then a little smirk. The little smirk when she says something shady in the confessional. So Kyle's joking like, oh, well, Kathy's coming out. I guess we should wrap up the show. Bye, guys. And Kyle's like, I haven't even cried yet today. Well, you're about to. Yeah. So.
And then we see we cut to Kathy, like, and she's like standing on the stairs of her trailer, like Norma Desmond in a glittery dress. And everyone's just surrounding her with cameras, and it's just gaze. Like going click, 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 click. You look gorgeous. You look amazing. You are fucking gorgeous. I bet this girl could do a jeté. I bet this girl could do a jeté. Am I right, bitch?
Like, Mikey, stop kissing Kathy's ass, all right? Just because I'm a little lower budget now. Jesus Christ, you needy queen.
Kathy's like, now, remind me, this is the opening of a new Popeyes in Culver City, right? Like, no, you're at the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion.
Kathy, I'm not following. Would never. How dare you put Kathy at a Popeyes?
Listen, she just did a commercial for Uber Eats or something, right?
Oh, did she?
Wasn't she just on a commercial?
Was the fast food place that she loved in Palm Springs? Taco Bell, right? Isn't she a Taco Bell fan? Oh, no, it was the other one. Damn it. How could we forget this?
Oh. Kathy did Smirnoff Smashed Ice.
What fast food does Kathy Hilton get in Palm Springs? Oh, my God. Kathy and the Crackers. Okay. That's not my question, people. Okay. Someone tell me, please, in the comments, because it's going to make everybody involved crazy that I brought it up and cannot answer it, and neither can Google.
Yes, she did.
Damn it.
It wasn't Taco Bell. Was it Del Taco?
Del Taco. It was Del Taco. God, you're good. That's why I said the other one, you know? It's like like Yolanda Foster's Children of Fast Food.
The other one.
Taco Bell.
I was just still trying to figure out my own mystery of what commercial she did. It was not Uber Eats. It was Smirnoff Ice.
Wow, she's fallen hard from the... My friend's vodka, my friend's tequila to Smirnoff Ice. Okay, so Andy's like, you're about to cry because Kathy's coming out and she's in a living log. And Carl's like, shut up, Andy. So then Kathy is making her entrance onto the stage. And Sutton's like, I am just... Whew, I am so hot over here. Just everything being insinuated at me, just people being so mean to me. And so everybody's like hugging Kathy and welcoming her to the stage, etc.
Yeah. And Kathy Hilton, welcome back to the last place we thought we'd see you again, sitting next to your sister at the reunion stage. Ha! Great to see you. A lot to unpack here, right? Ha!
Why is Kathy here?
Kathy is here because Kyle and Kathy made up, and Kyle knows she's most likable when she is in the shadow of Kathy. She is doing it to bolster up her side of the sofa. She is doing it to get some goodwill. That is why Kathy is there.
Okay. So I just think it's amusing that she's like bringing Kathy on to give her support after... I don't know. It's just weird. It's weird. I thought Kathy was going to be coming with some kind of information, but I guess Kathy's there to prove that she's got Kyle's back. Or is she brought on because Kyle's like, see, Mauricio screwed over Kathy, and now Kathy can say it without me having to say it. Because when Kathy does start to say it, and Kyle's like, oh my God, you mean when he took your business? I mean, I don't want to talk about business right now. I don't want to talk about business.
Right.
But he was justified in taking your business. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it.
Kathy is basically just a ratings ploy. But by the way, I hope this means that we get Kathy next season on the show, because I know you're actually not as big of a Kathy fan as I am, but I really enjoy her on the show.
I thought she was super fun.
I know you like her, but I feel like you also were of the mindset of like, listen, she's not God's gift to the housewives.
Well, people were like putting her on their shoulders and being like, oh my God, I stand. Kathy's amazing. And then I was like, oh, she's kind of a terrorist. And then the second that Paris show came back on, people were like, oh my God, Kathy's a terrorist. People, stop lionizing these monsters. Who thought Kathy Hilton was really a nice person? I mean, I liked her because I know she's not a nice person. You know, that's what I want to see. Bring on the mean Kathy. So we don't get that today, unfortunately. But we do get a Kathy dressed like she's about to do follies. It's like a lot of glitter, a lot of sequins going on.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
If you don't know when Crystal Pepsi was discontinued, what was in Al Capone's vault, or which famous meteorologist is Lenny Kravitz's second cousin, then you haven't spent enough time on Wikipedia. But that's okay. I am here for you. I'm Darcy Carden, and I'm inviting you to listen to my new podcast, WikiHole, from Smartless Media. Discover the craziest rabbit holes on Wikipedia with me and my funny friends as we bring the cyber frontier directly to your tympanic membrane. And if you listen to my podcast, you'd learn that that's the sciencey term for eardrum. We embark on a hyperlink roller coaster as we start out on a Wikipedia page and go from link to link to link to link, careening through trivia, oddities, and unexpected connections until we collectively shout, "How the hell did we get here?" Follow WikiHole on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to WikiHole ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
In the 1980s, Frank Farian was riding high as a successful German music producer, but he was bored.
German pop was formulaic, dull, and oh so white. Frank had bigger dreams, American dreams. He wanted to create the kind of music that would rival larger-than-life artists like Michael Jackson or Run DMC.
So he assembled a hip-hop duo, two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? One very important element was missing, but Frank knew just how to fix that.
Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's biggest controversies. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when their adoring fans learned about the infamous lip-syncing, their downfall was swift and brutal. With exclusive interviews from frontman Fab Morvan and his producers Frank Farian and Ingrid Segui, this podcast takes a fresh look at the exploitation of two young Black artists.
Follow Blame It on the Fame wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus.
And so she's like, "Oh, it's so good to see all of you, poor people." And so he's like, "How does it feel sitting next to your sister?" And she's like, "Oh, I mean, it feels fairly good. You know, things happen for a reason. I'm here because, of course, I wanted to see everybody. So I'm seeing everybody. And I don't watch a show, but I do watch all the clips of the show. So that's been something."
Mm-hmm. Just the clips.
Mm, yeah. Mm-hmm. On, you know, the interwebs or whatever.
Okay. I was like, "The interwebs. Come on." All right. So you only watch the clips. No, well, I also watch Watch What Happens Live. I like that because it goes by so quick, especially when I fast forward over really all of it. It's just a fast, like, nice to see if that fast forward button even works still. It's really fun. Hmm.
So he's like, "Wow, you guys are doing so great, but Kyle and Kathy's relationship's been under the microscope for evs. Kathy, it seemed like you closed the door on your relationship when you changed the code to your gate and Kyle could no longer get in. So how's that going for you?" And then we see a Kyle versus Kathy montage.
Right. It's a Kyle versus Kathy, but then it's also like, oh, friends. People decide to stay as friends with Kathy and all that stuff. So Andy's like, "Okay, well, we'll get to you two coming together. But Erica, you said some women in this group fear Kathy because she holds access to everything that they want. She can lock you out of Beverly Hills or lock you out of parties or lock you into basements, actually. I should just lock anything anywhere. So what's the deal with that, Erica?"
And Kathy's like, "Oh, be careful, am I right?" Oh, that was hilarious. That was actually so hilarious that you said that, Erica. I actually took a clip of that and I sent it to everybody. I know.
They know not to fuck with me.
By the way, if anyone wants to visit the Getty Center, it's closed for the next month because a docent was mean to me.
Estelle Getty was mean to me before she passed, so I'm taking it out on the museum all these years later. You know, that's where, what I do.
I ever wonder have to where all that. Those Getty stations are? They're closed because of me. She just has a vendetta against all things named Getty.
I don't really know any more Gettys. I don't have any more Gettys.
That's the three of them. It doesn't. And the Getty Center and Getty's gasoline are kind of linked anyway.
And the Stahl Getty. That's it. We've run through Getty all the Gettys.
Hey, looking forward to seeing the Getty Villa. Well, guess what? I burned that bitch down.
I was still so mad after I got the Getty closed that I actually firebombed a Mr. Gatti's, which I believe is a sushi place.
Pizza, Kathy.
Pizza. Pizza. Mm-hmm. Couldn't find any more Gettys. So.
Hey, good luck renting the VHS copy of Get Shorty, because it's gone.
I'll tell you who's never coming over, Victoria Gotti. Fuck her. Close enough.
You know what? Victoria Gotti walked so that way Dina Manzo could also walk. They sort of look the same, right? If you think about it.
They're way too connected to ever run, either one of them. Okay, so Erica's okay. Like,
well, here's what I meant. She's Beverly Hills, you know what I mean? And she sets the standard of Beverly Hills. And there's a lot of women. I mean, you don't want to run crossways with this one. Am I right? Do I care? Am I giving the face that I care? Yeah.
I love that Erica is coming on just officially wearing a dress that is in the form of a shrug. Did I say that last week? But I don't know why it makes me laugh that her dress has her in a constant.
What I do? I mean, I don't know. I didn't know what the fuck Tom did. How was I supposed to know? You know, now I'm vindicated. I told you all I was right this whole time.
It's like just got this constant fucking shrug.
It's good. Well, what's also so interesting about this is that Erica's just kind of like laughing, like, yeah, she's a power bitch. I mean, like, don't get, listen, you look at her the wrong way, she makes sure you're not allowed into Dodger Stadium. She's got all the power in the world, ha ha. But then like last year they show her saying it and she's like, you look at her the wrong way, she'll kick you out of Dodger Stadium. Okay, that's what you're dealing with here, people. So I'm like, why? But now Erica's just like laughing about it. Like, isn't this so great and hilarious? Like, I wonder is she just like over it? She doesn't care anymore now that Lisa Rinna's gone.
Well, she's not gonna take it back or apologize for saying it, but she's also like, yeah, I mean, what's the big deal? I was just saying you're powerful. Am I right? So then
I'm just saying you're powerful, and if you wanna let me go back to the grill, I would really like to do that because I missed that giant piece of chocolate cake I had 5 seasons ago. So can I get back in that restaurant, please, Kathy?
So then I think that's Pasadena. I don't think Kathy cared, right? Wasn't that a Pasadena restaurant? I don't think Kathy, I don't think Kathy reaches that far. Kathy doesn't care about Pasadena. Kathy's like,
that's a 136. I don't, 130 something, 130.
I asked the lady where Pasadena was and she just shrugged and said, I don't actually work for you anymore. I said, okay.
So then Sutton falls into Garcelle on her seat. She's like, whoa, she kind of falls over. And then everyone's like, oh my God, are you okay? What's wrong? Sutton. What's wrong? And then he's like, you're shaking. And so they're like, oh, somebody, it's Sutton.
Somebody called Dr. Pepper. So Sutton's like, I'm fine. I swear I'm fine. But she's like shaking, you know, really taking over Crystal's, blood pressure storyline there. So that she's shaking, and Kathy's like, oh well, you know, it's a hot flash, Sutton. I mean, you're 49 years old, it's bound to happen, get over it.
And they're like, you're shaking, oh my God. The paramedic comes, and then of course Anna Marie is like, I'm going in, bring me a saw. Like, ma'am, please don't try and do surgery on somebody. Don't tell me what I can and can't do. Get the saw out of my purse, goddamn. All right, you're gonna lose your ankle, Sutton, but it's gonna be worth it.
Okay, so everyone, based on the size of the trembles in her hand, I would say that she has a class 5 eating disorder. Crystal, why would you say that? Wow, Crystal. Wow.
Ow. Are you sewing a TV guide onto Sutton's elbow?
That's what we do, Andy. It's what we do in the medical profession. So.
Yeah.
Respect nurses. Respect nurses, Andy.
Just sewing a TV guide. Yeah. You know, if you can't find a bandage, a TV guide is a great thing. That way, you can both heal and find out what the cheers and jeers are for the week.
Do they still have TV guide? The tears and jeers. Oh, memories.
I don't know. I think it exists online, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, there it is. Because I go to TV guide listings all the time when bravotv.com/schedule isn't updated. Sometimes I'll go to the guide. But I don't remember TV guide. Tears and jeers. I mean, that was a good one. Okay.
I love my cheers and jeers.
I love the cheers and jeers. Yeah, those were really good. Now we have Jackal of the Week. I'm the new TV guy. So the paramedics, everyone's like, oh my God. And Anna-Marie's like, Anna-Marie is like, we should call 911 for someone to come get her because like she has to get checked out. Like she just has to get checked out. Okay. Also, I'm going to need her shoulder blade removed. That looks a little pokey. And
hey, did you just staple a Lifetime magazine to the back of my head?
Lifetime magazine? For some reason, it's just periodicals.
Life magazine. I didn't mean to say Lifetime. Just adding all these antiquated magazines onto Sutton to heal her.
So the paramedic's like, okay, we're going to get you checked out. I don't think it's necessary we call 911, but, you know, we have a transport that can take you to urgent care or hospital. You know, it's a bike. You don't mind bikes, right?
And it's also a veterinarian's office. Are you okay with... Question. So, are you okay wearing a halo collar?
And why do you have a Highlights magazine stapled to your forehead? So I'm a doctor, so basically. So everybody is now staring at Sutton. Like, is she a key? Is she a key? Is she a key? Is she a key?
Maybe she has sudden onset diabetes. So...
She was targeted, Andy. Targeted.
Oh, by the way, someone sent us a message, which I thought was a very good point, if this is true, but I didn't fact check it, so sorry. Uh-oh. But I just wanted to bring it up. Someone said, how come no one is calling out Dorit when she originally told the story about the $10,000 being stolen out of her grocery cart? She had said that she was at a Target, and now she's making a big deal that she was actually at a Marshall's.
Did she say Target or did we say Target?
I don't know. It was just in a DM. I mean, I can't remember.
I think she said big box. I thought she said big box store originally, potentially.
A big box store? Oh. Well, that's still, you know, not what? Marshall's.
It's still not Marshall's.
Still not Marshall's. Okay, but and I didn't want to fact check it because I have so many things to do. Like today, I took grapes off the stem and I washed them and then I laid down. That's what I did before the show.
Wow.
Do you know how hard it is to take grapes off their stem? It is literally exhausting. And this is why people just reach for bread and peanut butter. Because that's what I've been doing for the past week, is just eating bread. I'm like, I'm going to have a cheese sandwich. You know why? Because washing grapes is hard. That's why.
Well, you know what? We were celebrating this week and you're allowed to have bread when you celebrate. Okay.
I
and
sure
there were
did.
The Oscars, which snorted, you're allowed to have bread.
I snorted
Oscar
fucking
time.
A loaf of sourdough with some Munster cheese on it. God bless you.
I too need to cut back on my carbs. I literally just had a bagel about 45
Yum.
Minutes ago.
Well, of course
I tried
you did.
A new bagel
it's Bagel
place
Thursday.
Today. It's Bagel Thursday, guys. I tried a new bagel place. It was great. I also just bought a cookbook called Savory Baking. Like, what is wrong with me? Why do I buy books that, like, I will then they're make stuff out of it? How then they're make stuff out of it? And it's going to be bad for me. I don't know why I do this to myself, but gosh, it looked great.
Well, my point was, grapes are hard. Okay, so then...
How'd you take off your grapes?
Well, one time I was in the airport, and I really liked that they serve little Tupperwares of grapes. They're already washed, and they're off the stem. And I was like, well, isn't that great? Airports have really evolved that you can get that instead of M&Ms. Not that I wanted to, but I did, because that day I made a good choice. So now I do it that way. I have like the little, you know, because I use those little containers anyway.
But do you...
And so I take the grapes. So I get green grapes and I get red grapes and then I take them off the stem. I de-stem them all and then I put them all in a... No. I hold like a thing of them and then I try and get them just not twist my hand, but kind of like... angle my hand back just right so they kind of pop off the stem without breaking off a stem into the hole. So it's a process is what I'm saying.
Oh, that's interesting. I always twist them one at a time. It's like I'm doing a little titty twist. Just go like that and twist them off.
I know I eat a lot of grapes.
You need to
a
do
lot.
Them.
A ton
you need
of
to
grapes.
Do the grapes en masse.
So I've got to like do, I've got to get my hand and like get them off like that. Okay, so it was hard. So Garcelle's like, oh, she was saying she was hot. Okay, so Kathy is just completely ignoring this, right? She's just like, whatever, she's shaking. So she's like looking through her phone and everyone else is like pretending they care, which let's face it, they don't really. I mean, I know that people online are like, oh my God, I can't believe Kathy was so heartless. Sutton was lying there dying. It's Sutton. Sutton's kind of prone to being a bit dramatic. And I don't think that anybody was really, like nobody ran after Sutton. Garcelle did, that's for sure. And I was, yeah. I guess I would have worried about Sutton if I were there, but we know that Sutton's okay. So I can't be bothered, you know?
Yeah.
Like she's
you know what it's like?
There are people when there's like a dinner.
You know when there's like a dinner party or something and it comes time to clear the dishes and there's always that one person who's like really into clearing the table and they're like, I'll do it. And so then there's like, or if there's like two or three people and then all that's left for you to clear is like a cup. And so you go into the kitchen while everyone's stacking up the dishes in the sink and you're holding your one little cup and you feel kind of silly and you're like, why am I even doing this? I should just, they want to do the dishes. I'm doing this perfunctory thing to show that I'm helping by holding a single cup in my hand while everyone else has five dishes.
Oh, so you're the person that does that?
I am. Well, because, well, I'm also often someone who does a lot of the cooking. But also, to be fair, there are some people who are just very fast about gathering dishes. Like, there are some people who are like, I'm gathering four dishes now. And then someone else goes, I'm gathering four. And I'm like, well, I'll bring in this cup. But then you're just sort of standing there like, well, I'm.
I can't believe you're person that just brings in the cup. We all hate that person, man. Okay, and I love you very much, and I'm never gonna even suggest I hate you.
Well, no,
we kind of like that person is universally hated. Everyone hates the cup person.
Well, but by the way, the cup people hate the plate people because the plate people go in so quickly that then you're left with a cup, and then you look like a lazy ass.
No, you look like a lazy ass holding your little cup. I say you should look like a diva and just sit out there and not do anything rather than bring in one cup. Because
if you don't bring in anything, you can say, thank you, everybody.
I'm sorry I was lazy. But when you just bring in a cup, it's like, look, I did something when you clearly did not do shit.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm like, this is what it's like, where you're like, what's even the point of bringing in the cup? That's the point I was getting to, where you sit there with the cup and you're like, why am I even doing this? Because now I look like I'm just faking it when this was all that was left for me to bring in. So Kathy has got it right.
Because Kathy's not even holding the cup. If you know what you wish and you wish what you want and you want what you wish.
That's the tree lady from Into the Woods, everybody. Okay, back on track.
By the way, I will not be shamed for being the cup person. And furthermore, if you do shame me, I fucking don't care.
You don't. You know why? Because you're not even in the kitchen long enough to feel the shame. You're just like, bye. You're back out.
You know what?
Because like,
guess what? It means that I figured it out.
And then you're the first one to eat the dessert and be like, oh my God, I love when we can all come together and just help out.
I'm the first one to
eat
the dessert that I made, by the way, that I made. Maybe I didn't bring in a cup because my feet are fucking sore from standing in the kitchen for 3 hours earlier. How about that? I've had it. You know what?
We see those ladies one time and then Ben shows up like, I have had it. Ben's new podcast. I've had it too.
The point is, the reason why I brought this up is that like at a certain point, if there's four people standing over Sutton, it doesn't add, like Kathy knows there's no reason, she doesn't need to bring the cup into Sutton's kitchen right now. There's no point. So she's just going to sit back and hang out.
Kathy doesn't bring the fucking cup. And see, this is why that also doesn't work. Because Kathy never brings a cup. You know, she's like, why are people going to the kitchen? Or is everybody here poor? Why would you do that? Kathy ain't bringing a cup. You know, she's just like, tell me when it's dessert time. I don't care who made it.
Kathy knows that Kathy is confident in herself that she knows she doesn't have to get brownie points by suddenly swooping in and bringing in four plates to the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. She owns the fucking brownies. You know what I mean? And if the brownies fuck with her, she's going to get them kicked off of the brownies, like Erica said. So Garcelle, you know, they're surrounding Sutton or whatever. Everyone's very worried. Now, the rumor, and we talked about this a while back, was our old queen and a bar friend said that Sutton freaked out because Kathy came out and was very threatening. And so Sutton suddenly had to go to the hospital. It wasn't obvious that that's what it was, but it was kind of funny that Kathy was like, oh, really, me, powerful? And Sutton's like, oh, please. Because Sutton was about to get it. Because as she's taken off, Kathy was like, oh, I was about to come for her. Isn't that hilarious? I was going to come for her. Oh, well, she's gone now. I guess that was a very, very lucky time for that to happen to her.
Listen, no one was more sad than Andy Cohen, because now he had no one to go and attack Kyle about Morgan Wade.
Who, Sutton? Oh, because, oh, yeah, he was Sutton. Making the Morgan Wade thing wait, right?
Well, yeah, so but
Sutton,
also, like,
Sutton missed the segment.
And when the Morgan Wade section comes up, there's no one to be like, Kyle, just admit it. You're in love. You're a lesbian. You're a big old member of the rainbow LGBTQIA Kyle Richards community, okay? Like,
please,
no one's there to do
just stop asking where all the cowboys have gone,
okay? We know you don't care. We know that you're a constant craving girl. Just say it. Just say it.
Just speaking in karaoke terms.
Just all our favorite lesbian singers.
Because
Kyle, Scott, we know you are coming to Windows. You are, you are the only one. Melissa Etheridge, hashtag.
Okay, so let's see. So she has a panic attack slash not eating anything and taking foot medication while she's drinking Belvedere out of her purse. Fit, I don't know. So she's taken away. And so Erica's stuck next to Kathy, the two people who give the least of a shit, you know? And so Erica's like, so how you been, Kath?
And she's like, good. You know, I love the holidays so much. And I just feel like I didn't really get to enjoy it enough. You know, I mean,
is the tree still up?
You know, Kyle, Kyle, oh, you know how it goes.
Is your tree still up? Is Asher still singing in your living room at all?
No, I just took it down. Asher, too, actually, because he didn't thank me for the last party. He's dead in this town. He'll never eat here again. So.
So the paramedics take Sutton to they want to take her to her trailer to lie down, and he's like, yeah, okay, well, why don't you just lay down? She's like, no, I don't want to lie down. I'm fine. Like, well, what, you go lay down, and I just think you just lay down for a little bit, then maybe you come out after that. Okay. Well, someone, I'm totally fine, but could someone please hold my hand while I walk this short distance? Because I don't have steady feet. I'm just a Southern Belle.
Yeah, she has you know, neuropathy, so that's not good. So they go get her slippers for her and stuff like that. I mean, my thing is, look, she's got high blood pressure. If it is, whether or not it's a panic attack that Kathy is there, okay, whether or not, I doubt it is. Sutton doesn't seem to be very afraid of anybody, and she had no problem throwing Kathy under the bus when need be this season, as we'll see soon. But I personally don't think it was terror, but the fact is, she does have very high blood pressure. She is shaky. You should not be taking her to a trailer. That is the last place a rich person wants to die. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you know the shit she has put up with in that marriage to not be in a trailer, and now she's like looking at the possibility of dying in one? It's not, you're not helping the situation, is what I'm saying.
It's a good point. It's a nightmare. Yeah. They should have just had like Jennifer Tilly on call just to take her place. She could just actually be just play the role of Sunstrack.
Charmed. Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Hey, grownups. The Cat in the Hat cast is a new podcast from Wondery, perfect for the whole family. Join the Cat in the Hat and your favorite Dr. Seuss characters as they get whisked away on a new adventure every week. Fish dreams of creating his very own polite and quiet podcast. That is, until he gets a surprise visit to his fishbowl podcast studio from the Cat in the Hat himself, and it becomes very clear that the cat has other plans for the podcast. And those plans are the opposite of quiet. Sing along to new favorite songs, try your luck at Titanic tongue twisters, have some fun with wondrous wordplay, and most importantly, bring your family along for all of the adventures in the Cat in the Hat cast. Follow the Cat in the Hat cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to the Cat in the Hat cast early and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts today.
So Crystal's like, her pressure is very high. That's as high as mine was. And if we want to discuss that, we didn't really get into it on the reunion here. So anyone want to ask me any questions about what it was like to have high blood pressure in Spain? Anyone? No? No one?
I mean, look, I kind of get what people are talking about with this season. Because we've enjoyed it very much, you and I. Because we love talking about this show, no matter what, you know. But there have been a lot of complaints that this season is boring. And really, we come down to the third part of the reunion and we have this much blood pressure talk. It's a lot of blood pressure talk. Just got to point that out.
Yeah. So Sutton goes off to her trailer. Everyone's like, you're going to be okay, Sutton. Good luck, Sutton.
Yeah, go knock them dead out there.
Okay, so then this is where Kathy's like,
I was about to go after her and I think she knew that. So it was a pretty good time to have that happen, huh?
And Erica's like, oh, shut up! You're right, though,
girl.
So now Sutton goes to her trailer, and she asks for something to eat. And they're like, sorry, this is an Ocean Spray, but we have some orange juice. So, okay, so back on the set.
Erica's like, oh God, everybody's got so much PTSD and trauma this year.
Yes. And so Andy's like, well, that's a reunion first. Okay, ladies, I know that that we all want her to get better. And I think the best thing for her to do is lay down, take a break, and we're just going to keep on talking. Okay, all right, all right. I want to go back, though. Erica, you said some women in this group fear Kathy Hilton. And Kathy's like, oh, Carl's not afraid of anybody, not even you.
And Erica's saying,
well, I'm just an outsider looking in, right? Because it's not my social circle, is it?
And Kathy goes,
well, you don't care. I mean, let me say this. You don't give two. I was going to say cents, but you don't have cents anymore, right? Mm-hmm. What do you have now? What are you dealing with? You don't give two handy jobs about, I don't know, this is getting very uncomfortable. Can I sit next to a richer person?
So we see a flashback of last year with Erica confronting Kathy and, you know, about everything that happened in that club in Aspen. And Erica's like, well, you know, I don't know if it's a good thing or not caring, but I will say this. You know, Kathy, she can pick up a phone and she can make she can make things happen in a very, very graceful way. Have you ever seen her order a pizza on her phone? It is terrifying and beautiful all at the same time.
And Crystal's like, I totally agree with Erica. Kathy is so powerful. She is Beverly Hills. She is Beverly Hills.
Well, do you think there is anybody that we know that thinks that? I mean, can you see me even doing these sort of things? Yeah. And Erica's like, yeah, but they just don't admit it to you. Everyone's scared of you.
And Crystal's like, I do think so. Yes, it is true. Do you remember when you literally stood at the doorways in front of the live action version of The Lion King? Because I didn't call you back for a couple of days. Like, I'm still traumatized. We actually had to take a loan out for our basement. So
Kathy literally banished all the animals except for an ostrich from Pride Rock. It was so strange. She is so powerful.
My brother didn't go to her Christmas party and he's in Bangkok now. So I don't know if that's telling you anything, but he was literally dragged out of the country. So
Kathy sent him to Bangkok. Okay. So Andy's like, so Kathy, how does it feel leaving last year's reunion? Did you think that was it for you and Kyle? And she's like, no, never. I'm way too powerful for Kyle to ever just leave me. I knew she'd come crawling back. But you know, my relationship with my sister is more important than any TV show, except for... Actually, probably most TV shows are more important than Kyle. But you know what, though? And for this TV show, though, I like Kyle. And I mean, Kyle, think about it. Have we ever had a blow up like that? Okay, I'm gonna hold my hand, my fingers. I'm gonna hide them. And if I can count the number of times we've had a blow up like this, can you guess how many? Okay, how many fingers am I holding up, Kyle? How many fingers?
And Kyle's looking around and she's like, I mean, I guess three times. I guess like three times. She's like, yeah, you know, and like, listen. A TV show's not very important. Well, this is still a TV show. Is this a play? Anyway, I have another TV show and I think it's bigger than this one, so I don't really care is what I'm saying. And yeah,
and I just want to point out these three fingers. I'm holding up my three fingers to show how many times the Kyle and I have had really bad blowouts. And then Mauricio and I have only really had one big blowout, so I'll just use my middle finger to indicate that. That's all.
And so she's like, you know, we're sisters, it's gonna happen. So Andy's like, well, Kathy, it's no secret that Mauricio starting the agency created tension between your families. Let's take a look.
She's like, well, you know,
that we see the flashback of Mo on the beach telling Kyle,
they don't want to give me a partnership, and you know, I'm out of here, basically.
And mm-hmm. So Andy reads a section of Mauricio's book, which I forgot that he even had a book.
It's actually funny because his book came out at the exact same time as Camille Grammer's book. And Camille Grammer's book is basically just like all of Mauricio's book except every three words. It's so strange.
If they paid me what I deserved... they showed me an inkling of professional love. You know, I would have stayed, but they didn't see it that way.
So upsetting.
Yeah.
And those
were
all
quotes. Really strange audiobook. Like, if you listen to Camille Grammer's autobiography on Audible, it's like, why is Mauricio narrating it too? It's so strange.
She wasn't even reading Sun Tzu her first season. She was reading Sun Tzu 2.
No, you're
more sun.
Enemy?
Yeah, it's like your enemy, and don't be afraid, you have to forge your own path because real estate is war, and war is real estate, you know?
So upsetting.
So Kathy's like, well, when Mauricio did leave, I'll tell you this. He left on a Thursday, and Rick said, when are you planning on leaving? And he said, on Friday. So that's how much time he gave Rick. Poor, poor Rick. And, you know, your family, and Rick told him, your family, so just know that opening your own business is tough. And the door here is always open for you. Just please don't poach our staff or our agents. And I'm sorry, the butterscotch in my mouth is actually getting bigger as I tell this story, which is real. I'm so rich that I get butterscotch candy that actually gets bigger as you suck on it.
Yeah. But Rick said, you know, the door is always open for you. Although the door for your new business may not actually open because I believe Kathy may just solder it shut. Maybe just weld it shut because that's what she does. So good luck with that. And if any bricks wind up going through your windows, just know it was not my wife who did that. Absolutely not my wife.
You know, the door was open and Mauricio closed the door very hard and we kept trying to open it because he just kept opening it really quickly and then taking agents out and then closing the door again. And he's got quite a grip on the door, quite a lean there. And he just kept saying, hold the door. That's when Hodor died to us, Andy.
Yeah. We have a slogan at Hilton Highland. Slogan goes something like this. Poached chicken, not agents. But I guess that didn't land with Mauricio.
So, and he's like, so did he poach? And Kathy's like, I mean, a few, you know, and that kind of put Kyle and I in kind of a funky place. And Kyle's like, I would just, you know, and she's starting to like tongue the corners of her mouth over and over. And Kathy's like, well, let me say this, Kyle, and you know this, Kyle. She goes, I don't want to get into that step. I really don't. You know, I don't want to testify against my husband in a reunion because half of that money is mine. So maybe let's not do that right now.
Also, we need to save some of the good stuff for our Netflix show. So Kathy's like, yeah, but we're... Well, Kyle's like, but we also had people that were under him at the Umansky Group at Hilton and Highland. So he had built this whole group within Hilton and Highland. And I don't want to talk about business and stuff like that, okay? So she's basically like, he created his own rogue army and then took them somewhere else. It's very Game of Thrones.
Right, and we kind of all knew it happened. And this clip came out yesterday of the new show, or not the new show, but that Buying Beverly Hills show, which, guess what? Still not going to watch it, okay? I made it through about 15 minutes of that show. It sucks. That show sucks. It's,
I don't know who produced it, but
it's a homely version of Selling Sunset. Because at least on Selling Sunset, like, they dress fun. They're fun to watch. Like, they're cartoon characters. This is just like, I don't know.
Kyle's daughters are not meant for TV. Sorry.
No one on that show is meant. They're now, listen, I only made it through half of an episode, so maybe it gets better.
No, it doesn't.
But I doubt it. I highly doubt it. It's not better. But anyway, there was a clip released from that show, and it's Mauricio sitting around with all the boys, and he's like, you know, and here's what happened with Rick. Which also they haven't talked about all these years, but now, you know, of course they're going to wait for ratings because they're a TV family. And he's saying, you know, what happened with Rick is that he's a billion-dollar company, and almost 20% of those sales, that was me. That was me and my team. And so when I wanted to be a partner and he didn't let me, I said, fuck you, you know, and that's what happened. And if that's accurate, good for him, dude. Why shouldn't he? And some people online are like, you're not entitled to blah, blah. If you're bringing in a fifth of $1 billion for a company, yeah, I think you are entitled to ask for a partnership.
Well, there was one person who was not satisfied with, did not appreciate this clip whatsoever. And that person's name is Paris Hilton, because then she went on the internet and was like, I've had enough, like, stop bashing my dad. That's not hot. She's over it. She's over Mauricio.
Yeah, she's like for his lame show. Trying to get attention for his like lame show. It's not hot. Yeah. So then, okay, so back to this. God, that was even boring recounting it. I was like, well, it was boring to watch that clip. And the story's kind of boring, but maybe talking about it will be more fun. It wasn't. Okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Well, hey, everyone. I just want everyone to know Sutton is okay, but they're going to take her to the hospital out of an abundance of caution, and Garcelle's going with her to the hospital. We're not going to say which hospital it is, so that way Kathy doesn't ban her. All right. Praying
we don't want Kathy to defund the hospital. Let's just get one more quote from Garcelle. Garcelle, one more quote for the road.
Wow, Andy. Whoa. Wow! Hmm. Ha, 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 ha,
ha. All right. I'm just going to grab Garcelle and Sutton's phones, and then we've also got some more Merce Cunningham's ashes, so we're going to send that along. And they're like, what? Were there more ashes? I thought we got rid of all the ashes. Merce is in the purse again? Wow!
Christ's sake, just let the man rest, would you?
Let the mouse go. Jeez. Let the Merce go.
Let the Merce go. God, the guy just wants a fucking break. My God. So they're looking. Yeah, so they get the purse and all that stuff and Merce out of the couch cushions. And Kathy goes,
oh my God, there's somebody there. Well, at least give her a seat.
Because she doesn't know that it's a guy they're talking about. It's so Kathy. Just like, give that woman a seat.
Dead people. Hilarious.
So now Garcelle's leading Sutton. Garcelle and Sutton are in the car. And Garcelle's like, well, you want to take off your jacket? No, because then I'll get cold. I don't want to die, Garcelle. I don't want to die. And Garcelle's like, you're not going to die. You have more people to ruffle feathers with. And even if you do die, I just wanted to let you know, I'm not scattering your ashes in Spain. They're going over Burbank.
I've been working on my speech in case you do die. I'm going to get up there when they ask for people to give a eulogy, and I'm going to stand up there. I'm going to look everybody right in their eye one by one, and I'm going to go, wow. Whoa.
Please, if I do go through those pearly gates, I ask that you bury me in one of my son's vending machines. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so then Andy's like, I want to keep talking. Okay, so how did Kathy and Kyle make up again? And Kyle's like, my niece Whitney got married, and so there was a shower, and then I saw Kathy and the girls for the first time, and it was like fine, you know. And we see cell phone footage of Kathy telling Kyle it's not her fault, and they're doing like promo shots with tequila. It's like how famous families come together.
Yeah, they're like Akimasabis or something.
Yeah.
Like doing, like she's holding up what was it called? Casa del Sol or something, mm-hmm. Whatever the,
yeah.
You know, I wish I would know what it was, but unfortunately Kathy's big promotional moment was ruined by Kyle.
Yeah.
Let's never forget.
So Kyle's like, yeah. And then they came to my house in Aspen, and it was like a dinner party. And then it just sort of like broke the ice. And Kathy's like, it was beautiful. And then the next day, I mean, this is so silly. Am I crying?
I'm crying, right? Erica, say I'm crying. You're never going to eat in this town again.
She's crying.
Erica?
She's crying. Okay. I just want the chocolate cake. She's crying.
So hold on. My lady's coming. Lady, come here. Bend down. All right, thank you.
She's just like taking tears from her tear ducts and putting them.
She has a designated crier.
But thank you. Okay, thank you can go now. Don't look me in the eye. Okay. Oh, look at the salty things coming out of my eyes. So it was beautiful because this is silly, but in the hair salon, Kyle told me to meet there, and I go, and there's not even music there. Not even music. Now, was there Michael Jackson playing? No. But, you know, I resisted calling Kyle a dirty little F-word, and
turns out they don't understand how to play music in Aspen. That's what I'm learning.
And I just hear Kyle come in, and she goes, that's my sister, Kathy.
What is this, the end of American Tale?
In a musicless salon.
What was this story? It made no sense. She was getting her hair done, and there wasn't even music playing, and Kyle walked by and was like, that's that's my sister. And then they reunite.
I think it's
what is this like? Is this like the end of The Color Purple? What is happening here?
The end of The Color Purple.
It's like, oh, now I own a dress store.
See,
Carl came back from her homeland, the valley.
So, I think what she was saying was that Kyle invited her to a special let's get our nails done thing. And it wasn't for publicity and it wasn't all the girls that were invited. It was just Kathy. I mean, it was so private that there wasn't even anybody pressing play on the stereo that day. It was just two girls getting their hair done, being rich enough to have the whole salon shut down for them. That's what I got.
That okay, so I see. And so, and Kyle was like, no, you get to be part of this experience too. And Kathy, because Kathy was like, I felt really included in that moment. So like, if a rich lady gets her hair done and no one's there to see it, did she make a noise?
I think Kyle just made an effort to like have some private time with her. I mean, that's how I took it. Yes. I have no idea. So then they hug and Kyle's like, I mean, she was like really happy. Like, wow. And then like nobody was like there. I'm like, oh my God. And so Andy's like, wow, I don't really get it, but that's nice. So Kathy on Bravo's Hot Mic podcast, which by the way, you're welcome, America, so for knowing now that the producer of the show, Alex Baskin, always has a look on his face like he's half trying to swallow a lemon rind and half smelling a fart. Every time they show Alex Baskin on a clip of this show, he's like this.
He's like weird. Grossed out. I ate a lemon rind last night. I ate a lemon rind last night.
And your body doesn't want to swallow it, but you're like, I'm everyone going like, to.
Everyone was like, is Alex Baskin eating dinner with us?
Okay, so she's like, I was just like so open and honest in that moment, you know.
Yeah, she literally says that. She goes, I was really honest that moment, and I'm like stressed because, like, you know, like, what did I say in that moment that we were when we were done? Because like, I don't want that like kicking up everything up in my relationship again. So like, that scares me.
So Kathy's not gonna hold anything she said against her there. And then Kyle's like, you know, Kathy goes, you know, she warned me that she felt bad. But, you know, I mean, everyone knows I'm the sensitive one. I mean, I'm 100 times more sensitive than you, Kyle, right? Wouldn't you say so? And Kyle's like,
no, I would not say that. No, I would not say. I mean, Kathy's a monster, right? We all know that Kathy's a monster. Do monsters feel? They don't.
This is Kathy's way of saying, hey, remember when you torpedoed our sisterhood? Because I said something out of anger, and now you're going on a podcast hoping that, you know, like the things that you said out of anger aren't going to be held against you. Well, this is me showing that I'm not holding them against you the way you should have not held them against me a year ago.
Mm-hmm. And Kathy's like, well, you know, you're the strong one and I'm so sensitive. And Kyle's like, well, I guess I may come across as strong, but come on, Kathy. And she goes, well, I mean, I'm not saying you're not sensitive. I'm just saying, you know, your vibe is strong. You know, as the kids would say, strong vibes.
Yeah, but yours is like very strong too. And I don't think you realize how strong yours is, Kathy. And she goes, no, I love you. I feel like you love me very much. And that's what matters the most.
I love that these two raging A-types are like, I'm the sensitive one. No, I'm sensitive. I think anyone would agree. No, it's me. I'm sensitive. You're mean.
You're mean. I'm very sensitive.
Yeah. And Kyle's like, I need you. And Kathy's like, I want to be needed. I do need you. And you've been really, really there for me in an unbelievable way lately. I mean, maybe not as much as like Jamie Lee Curtis, but like it means a lot to me the way you've been there for me.
Okay, so, it's so great seeing Kyle get on track with her sisters. But now her relationship with her husband is hanging on by a thread. So then we get the Kyle and Mauricio montage where they're so in love and they even put a lock on a fence.
I think this is for love.
In Paris, right before that wall fell down, we all should have known that the weight of that lock was the straw that broke the camel's back of that love
and
bridge.
The bridge.
Yeah.
Truly. Well, that's tough to watch. So at your final party last year, we saw you and Mo on camera, and things between you and Mo seemed really good. So when did things begin to change? Is there an event that stands out as beginning of what you call your hard year? What happened, Kyle?
It's like, you know, like with any marriage, there's like issues and like you have and like you, they come up and, you know, sometimes you're busy and, you know, sometimes you're hot and sometimes you're cold. And I have babies. So like I have like six babies around and, you know, I mean, nothing. Waste of my fucking time, Kyle. It's your third fucking hour, Kyle. It's your 20th episode of the year, Kyle. You've made us sit through all of this shit all year, Kyle. Now's your chance. Spit it out.
Yeah, because he's like, but is there something he did? And she just does more of that. Well, you know, like, I care about my family first. And I just, you know, I tried. I really did try. And then I just, when I couldn't, I don't know. And like, it just became more apparent to me. I just couldn't do it anymore. And like, I really thought, like, I don't know, it would come back. But then it didn't come back. It didn't. Because did you want it to? I mean, of course, I wasn't married to this man for 28 years. This was not someone who I had a 25 years still going strong cover picture on the Knot magazine, just to have that be thrown out. I mean, people, we sent boxes to influencers to celebrate our marriage. We don't want to throw that out, Andy.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you just don't fake it. You know what I mean? I mean, who fakes a marriage for decades?
Erica, maybe you're not the one. Maybe you're not the one. So Kyle's like, yeah, anybody knows I did not want to be in this position. So he's like, well, you know, ever since the beginning of the show, there have been rumors about infidelity in your relationship. And wow, were the tabloids correct?
Yeah. And now we now go back to the famous season when they went to Puerto Rico, season 4, I believe. They go to Puerto Rico, and then there's the tabloid gate. That's where Lisa Vanderpump was accused of manipulating Brandy to bring tabloids to Puerto Rico to confront Kyle Richards with cheating scandals.
Yeah. So then Kyle's like, yeah, you know, like that was when the trouble started. And then he would say to me, you know, like, we can't care about that. We know the truth. And, you know, I mean, there's always like this little voice in my head saying, Jamie Lee Curtis loves you. Jamie Lee Curtis loves you. Jamie Lee Curtis loves you. What were we talking about?
By the way, that's a voice I have in my head too. Jamie Lee Curtis loves you. Jamie Lee Curtis loves you. Ben, just remember when things are tough, when people are saying mean things about you, just remember, Jamie Lee Curtis loves you. Jamie Lee Curtis loves you.
It's the brain of a very sensitive person.
So Kyle is like, yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis loves me. And Erica's like, you know what? The damage is done no matter what. And
yeah, they're basically saying like, look, whether it was true or not, the rumor's coming up over and over again. It's going to cause trouble, right? Yeah. And Kathy's like, yeah, I mean, it casts a shadow of a doubt. Hodor. And Erica's like,
yeah, it's a campaign of whispers. Because whispers are surrounding you, and then that's how things become ugly. And they become real ugly when you get older.
Are you whispering right now?
Sorry, I can't help it. You fucking bitch, I'm going to ruin your life. Sorry. I can't stop whispering.
It's a war of whispers. It's a war of whispers. Where's Varys? It is still very Game of Thrones-y the way they're talking.
It is.
So yeah. Andy's like,
little bird, well, little bird.
My little sparrows. Did you say sparrows or little birds? What was his thing?
I think you're right. One was little sparrows and then...
Annie Lennox's little birds. I look up to you. Okay, I will stop. I'll control myself. Andy then says, he's like, so did these rumors just kind of like chip away at your trust? And she's like, yes, they did. And they made me feel insecure. And Kathy's like, well, you know, people, you know, when you're high profile, something that Kyle's only recently experienced, but, you know, some of us have been in this position for about 20 or 30 years. But when you're new to it, like Kyle, you know, they're going to say this and that, and they're going to make up stories, unless, of course, they're true in Kyle's case.
I mean, they just want to hurt you. That's all they want. Everybody wants to hurt you. Everybody's mean. Everybody's mean, Andy. Or your husband's people been fucking around on you a lot. I mean, like, what the hell? Now everybody else is just mean for printing gossip. I mean, come on.
You know, it's true though, you know, like people will go out of their way to hurt someone and hurt their marriages. Like, for instance, I was watching this one show where this one person brought on Brandy Glanville to ruin Denise Richards' marriage. Who was that again? I'm trying to remember.
I can't remember. I think there was some lesbian shaming in it though, which was sort of weird. Yeah. That was super weird.
God,
well, thankfully we're not talking about them today, because that was mean.
Yeah.
Especially because, you know, Denise has kids. So
Denise has kids.
I'm glad that no one here would disrespect someone with children like that who would have to watch that on TV. There.
And I'm glad when Denise said it's none of your business, that whoever brought that up was like, no, we're going to still make it our business for several episodes and be confronting about it.
Because this is a show. And that's what the girls do. Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad there's no one to act like that.
Yeah,
that would be terrible. So Kyle's like, yeah, and we could see you struggling this year, especially as Mauricio's professional obligations expanded. And I did not have it on my bingo card ever that Mauricio would be on Dancing with the Stars. That blew my mind. Harder than whoever his dance partner probably blew him. I mean, who are we kidding? Am I right? Those two are banging.
I'm loving the role that Dancing with the Stars is playing on Bravo these days. Really,
it's having a strong week. It's having a very strong week.
So I love that Kyle would not have allowed Mauricio to go on Dancing with the Stars because she would have been too jealous.
What was that? That was so weird. Way, so Kyle's saying, they're saying, I can't believe you would let Mauricio go on Dancing with the Stars. First of all, he's an adult. I don't think he needs...
Yeah.
I mean, I get that when you're in a marriage, I guess you do kind of need each other's permit. Would you call it permission? Nothing. I mean, I don't know. I'm never in one, so I don't know how it works, but.
I'm sorry. Nothing says secure motherfucking relationship like being jealous of your husband going on Dancing with the Stars. I mean, come on now. Come on.
Yeah, I didn't understand this. And so she's like, if our marriage was in the place that it was, I wouldn't have let him. But now that our marriage was kind of breaking up or whatever, then I don't care. What do I care?
Supposed to be the it's you're so supposed to not care either way. It's dancing with it's ballroom dancing.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. I wasn't Kyle. I think she just can't help but show, you know, let the mask slip a little bit because it was weird. And so Kathy's like, well, it's not like you would be jealous. And she goes, oh yes, I would be jealous. And so then he asks a question. He's like, oh, you know, Toluca from Lake says Mauricio dedicated a very suggestive dance to his partner to you, Kyle. And he's obviously disrespecting you and calling you a dumb, stupid, dumpy whore by doing that. Wouldn't he be like, oh, this is like fucking, I'm going to dedicate this to my wife, Kyle. Do you think he was being evil? I mean, I don't know. I didn't take it that way, but maybe he was.
It's hard to say.
Know.
It could go in so many different ways because Mauricio is a little bit of a politician. So he could dedicate something intimate. So it looks like he's like this caring guy. Like, you know, conscious uncoupling, you know, sort of promote that idea that they're doing that. But it could also be a fuck you. Like, yeah, like you could have had this guy, but you don't. Ha.
Yeah, that's interesting. I hadn't even thought of it like that. I mean, I thought he's blatantly cheating, but this was also the time where Kyle was parading Morgan around and blatantly cheating with Morgan on TV, like making
that's the thing.
So that's what I'm so confused about, because she's acting like he did the most hurtful thing to her, but she's been doing that the whole season to him. But I guess it's okay because she would be getting revenge on him doing it first. I can't tell because nothing's being told to us. I'm not questioning it. I think probably Mauricio did have an affair and that this whole thing is spinning out because of that. But we don't know, right?
All I know is that if Kyle were invited to be on Dancing with the Stars, she would 100% seize the opportunity. And I think Mauricio would not give a fuck. So,
no, he would be there every night supporting her as she was him. She was there all the time supporting him too. I just think it's so sad because things in life really are patterns, and Kyle is not only second choice, she's third, because Lisa, then Mo, and then Kyle, you know.
Wow. So Erica is she's like, well, you know, all of Dancing with the Stars is suggestive. I'm sorry, look, when you're doing the waltz, your pelvises are together, the whole thing is partners, it's penis and vagina, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, listen, who doesn't go on Dancing with the Stars and get their pussy eaten out on stage, am I right?
So, and he's like, well, he's like, how'd you take it? Did you see it? And she goes, it was very hard for me to watch. It was very hard for me. And Erica's like, I wouldn't have cared. So
now this is where it gets me, because I wouldn't have cared, because it's a sexy dance show. That's what they do on their show. It's, but you know, I wouldn't have cared about that. Yeah, well, but you know, like they have you rubbing up. You're supposed to be sexy with each other. That's the point of the show. That's the point of the dancing. You know, like the salsa and the rumba and all that, where you're like rubbing up. I mean, I wouldn't have been mad at that. It's the holding hands with his partner after in the parking lot or whatever. Like he was clearly banging his partner. I mean, come on.
Clearly.
Yeah.
The holding the hands, that's like a thing.
Yeah.
So
I mean, listen, I'm obviously not Kyle's biggest fan, but that was blatant, you know? And if she hadn't spent the whole time, you know, kind of doing the same thing with Morgan, I guess it would be...
Right, that's the thing.
It would be worse, but, you know.
That is the thing, is that like that was a blatant... Mauricio saying like I'm banging this lady, but to be fair, Kyle has been literally tattooing K's onto Morgan, doing the music videos and this and that and XYZ. So
oh, don't worry though, because you know, surely she's at least going to be honest about the music video part.
Yeah, that's true. I of course she will, because she's open and honest.
So he's like, so what does it feel like watching him party with all these young people in Aspen? And she's like, oh my God. It's like, oh my God, what are you doing? So Pee-Pee on the poo-poo says, Kyle is dancing around the reason for a split. Kyle, what is the real reason? Just spit it out. Why won't you just spit it out, Kyle? And she goes, because it's nobody's fucking business. I was like, okay. Well, there we have it. Okay, fired.
That's real convenient that all of a sudden, none of her business. Okay, Kyle, the nosiest cast member for 13 years, all of a sudden wants privacy. And by the way, as a regular human being, of course, it is literally none of our business. It is a marriage that's falling apart, that has fallen apart, and there's kids involved. It's no one's business. But the hypocrisy of Kyle Richards being the one to do that, when she has needled into everyone's business, run people off this show, and exposed people's bullshit, It's rich.
Yeah. So Andy's like, okay, so you're separated but living under one roof. And also, it's all going to come out on his show, which has got to piss off Andy. You know, it's really got to piss him off. They gave more in 2 seconds of that preview for his show than they did on this show. And she's still not going to give it at the... I can't believe she gets away with that. So they're talking more about their separation, but literally I don't give a fuck because she's lying about every single thing or refusing to answer anything. So her girls are supportive, and you know, it's very difficult because they have children, guys. So then Kathy kind of echoes all of that, and she's like, it's hard being married and then you're devastated. And you know, I mean, I could tell 3 years ago there were things wrong because Kyle just became a total insufferable bitch. I mean, Kyle's always been kind of insufferable bitch, but whoa, 3 years ago, everything changed. I mean, she started wearing those stupid kemosabe hats and, I mean, getting tattooed. Oh, she's just horrible, horrible human being, Kyle. 3 years, right, Kyle? 3 years?
Yeah, well, that's actually not correct timing with my marriage, to be honest. Although it is correct timing with me being in the Halloween movies again. So it's hard to say. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, huh?
And then Kathy is talking about how it seems like she's talking about Mauricio, because she's like, you know, someone starts getting a little success and then you don't see him anymore. And, you know, Kyle, like, you've been doing great and you've been traveling all over the place, even without housewives. Kyle's like, wait a minute. You're supposed to be here to support me. Kathy's like, yep. 3 years ago, Kyle basically dumped Mo and started traveling all over the place because she started to find some success.
Right. And Andy's like, so the separation's definitive? Do you talk about divorce? Or are you taking it one step at a time? And Kyle's like, well, I mean, it's hard for us to say that word, I think, divorce. Well, I guess I just said it. But if he's looking for a place to stay, like, I haven't really seen any progress. And like, we get along, but like friends. By the way, this is bad for Mauricio's brand. Like, you still haven't been able to find a house? That's literally your job.
That's why it's hard to believe anything that they're saying. Mauricio can't find a house. He has the choice of every home that comes on the market.
He knows every single house. Also, like, how do you already not have a house picked out? Let's be honest. The marriage is crumbling. It's heading towards divorce.
Kyle's whole storyline is how much she loves shopping, but she's not out like excitedly looking for a new house to start her new chapter.
That's true.
Not buying it.
Not buying it.
But what does so that mean, like, not buying it? You know, that's my question to myself. I keep saying I'm not buying it. I don't think they're faking marital problems or cheating on each other or doing whatever. I just think that they're like...
not buying this, like, they're living amicably under the house and, like, they are still everything's still friends. It's more like I'm not buying that this is the full story.
Yeah.
I believe that this marriage has fallen apart because I believe in Alison Dubois and we always knew this would happen.
Medium.
But
fan,
like, we just fan. Feel like there's more to the story. We feel like there's more to the story with Morgan. We feel like there's more to the story with Mauricio and the women. There's always more to the story and there's holes in the story and there's gaps and there's things that don't make sense. And yet Kyle, the ambassador of openness and honesty is suddenly very mum on all the details.
So then we get to the Morgan segment, finally. And everyone's like, oh my God, you're America. It's like, your electricity. You have like so much electricity, you guys. Oh my God, the chemistry. Which literally I've heard nobody say, but I'm glad that they found a couple of people. Nobody.
No one.
But they're like, wow, you guys went to a tattoo parlor together? What the hell? Fork from plus spoon equals spork, says Kyle. Whoa, chemistry. Wow. And so then we see a clip of that scene of getting the tattoos and all that stuff. And the first time we met Morgan, I like shrimp, boiled shrimp, baked shrimp, fried shrimp, grilled shrimp, breaded shrimp.
You look like you'd be a little crazy, Kyle. Kyle.
And Kyle's like, really? I'm fiery, not crazy. Okay. Everyone knows I'm the sensitive one. Bah! So then they talk a little bit about all this chemistry and stuff. And he's like, so who here thought that they were together? And everyone's afraid to answer, which I think is funny because they always make it out to be Kathy, who's a scary one. But no one will say when Kyle was trying so hard to get them all to ask all season and they still won't say. So Crystal's right. Like, okay, I'll just go ahead and say it. I did.
And Kyle goes, oh, you did? From the tabloids. Well, where else do you think, what? Like,
that it's not you
like
called. That
Crystal got invited to, like, intimate dinners between the two of you.
The tabloids that you called every day, Kyle.
Crystal's like, well, I thought before, because I was sent stuff, and Kathy and I, we were sent stuff, and Kathy's like, yeah, we had lunch one day, and Crystal was kind of like, hey, look at your sister, she a lesbian now? And I said, she always has been, let's be honest.
She sat down and said, listen, I'm going to ask you some softball questions here.
So Crystal's like, yeah, I just thought it was like very low key. But, and by low key, I mean really blatantly obvious because you were putting it all over the press and your Instagram. But like, you know, people sent me stuff and I was like, okay, they're together. And Kyle's acting all offended. Like shocked that anyone would ever think this.
How dare you? Yeah. And so then... he asked Anna Marie a question, but I don't care. And then Andy's like, so Garcelle and Sutton also had thoughts.
I have to say this about Anna Marie. So Anna Marie, they're clearly just like phasing her out, but they have to give her something. And so Andy's like, Anna Marie, you said on the after show that Kyle found someone in Morgan who makes her feel loved. And then in an effort to like find something to have Anna Marie do, we get to a clip of Anna Marie going, I think that Kyle found someone who supports her and makes her feel loved. It's like literally an exact phrase that Andy just, it was such a redundant clip, but they're like, we got to find something to throw Anna Marie into before we wrap
up. Well, it's also so sad because isn't she in the after show alone? Like everybody else.
She's like alone.
Yeah. Everybody else, they pair up with somebody to talk to and she's just sitting there alone the whole time.
It's literally like saying, hey, Anna Marie, we heard on the after show that you said you really enjoy yogurt and you don't like cats. And we see a clip of her saying, I really enjoy yogurt and I don't like cats.
Hey, cats love yogurt.
Like, thanks for that clip.
So then he's like, but we also had interesting parts of the after show. Hold on. Let's cut to Alex Baskin's face. Okay, now to Garcelle and Sutton. They had some thoughts. And so Garcelle's like, wow, Kyle would drop a couple of things that she did with Morgan. And I would thought, wow, going to the doctor? Whoa, that's just, oh, that's so personal. And then we cut back. And Ken from Barbie says, I feel like Kyle has a big girl crush on Morgan. Just ask her. Just ask her the fucking question, for Christ's sake. There's been 5 pages of this.
I know. So Kyle's like, that's ridiculous, okay? Oh, because the other one is like, oh, it seems like the only reason why Morgan is friends with Kyle is that she likes the clout. Because that's ridiculous. She's a critically acclaimed musician and shrimp lover. She does not need me.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure she does great at her job and everything. But Andy has a point when he's like, yeah, but she's kind of a household name now, right? I mean,
well, like I said, you know, she cares about making music and she is willing to give up being a household name just to be able to keep making her music and not have that scrutiny. She's a sensitive soul and an artist.
Yeah, she's on red carpets with you in front of cameras flashing with her arm around you and rubbing your... Come on, give me a fucking break with this. So Crystal's like, okay, so what about the music video then, Kyle? When did you decide to do that? And she goes, why or when? I mean, I don't like this. What are you insinuating? You're mean. And she's like, when? And so Kyle's like, well, I mean, that was like done. Let me see. When was it done? I want to say, you know exactly when it was fucking done. You planned the music video.
Yeah. It was like about like a month before the story about like Mo and Me broke up. But like, I mean, like, so like once the story came out about Mo and Me, like, we're like, not, we would never make the video after that. But like, I mean, it's like, I don't know. Like, we don't know. You're saying this happened a month before and okay. I don't know the timeline of people's separations, etc. But in this slowly decaying marriage, you're saying a month before you did not see a separation coming. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like this, she's saying after she would not have made this video after the separation because it would have been disrespectful or it would have fueled all sorts of tabloid stuff or whatever. But it's like a month before, it also doesn't really make much of a difference. That's what I'm saying. It's like you knew, you sort of had to know the separation. You were on the brink of separation right then and there.
Well, it's also, she's also making this whole thing like, well, it wasn't supposed to be that. She said, you know, if she comes on Housewives, then I have to do a music video for her. So I was like, sure. But I didn't know what the music video was until I got there. And then I found out it was this romantic thing, but I didn't know about that. And so I had to just like really get comfortable with it. You did know. You knew what the fuck. Oh, come on. I can't.
No one cares.
This is when I'm yelling at the TV because she's just such a fucking liar. And that's what makes me crazy. Like, who cares, Kyle? You're obviously doing it for publicity. And when at the time, I remember reading articles when she's like, if everyone's going to have these rumors about us anyway, we might as well poke fun at it. Why don't you just say that? It's the obvious truth. Why are you acting like you got tricked into doing this video, but then you had to like decide if you were okay with the gayness of it? And stop pretending it's not some journey and that Morgan doesn't have a song about doing coke off your stomach at the fucking Chateau Marmont while you're banging, okay? Well, or another one about banging on the kitchen floor. Well, I think the kitchen floor one came out at a different time. Anyway, go ahead. Take over.
Well, they showed the clip of her saying, well, if they're going to talk, you might as well give them something to talk about, right? So she's like laughing about that. And then when people talk about it, she's like, I can't believe you guys would like be talking about this. Like, it was a video. I had no idea what it was going to be about. Oh, my God. So she's, it's just like the way that she's trying to constantly change the narrative. If she had said, we're making fun of it, we'd be like, okay, cool.
That
or if she
sense.
Said, you know what,
yeah.
I'm exploring this side of me. Like, I kind of do think she's hot, you know, we'd be like, more power to you. But it's the fact that she kind of is hedging so much.
Yeah.
It's very frustrating to watch.
She's making herself to be the victim in something that was her thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like she's even trying to be a victim about this. It's like, Kyle, be empowered for once in your fucking life. Like, have some personality that's not just based about being a fucking victim, for Christ's sake. I mean, and we've said this a million times, but this is the season she could have had even me on her side. Just being like, you know what?
It started
fuck
off that
this
way.
Fucking cheating fucking guy. Fuck him. I'm getting rid of him. And guess what? I'm going to dip my toes in the lady pond and date this girl. And I don't give a shit what anybody thinks. That's...
yeah.
Hero, instant fucking hero. You know?
The season started that way. I remember in the beginning of the season, I was like, you know what? I feel like this is a really good Kyle season. I feel like she's finally like dropped the bullshit. She's making choices for herself. She's being authentic. And I feel like I'm seeing growth. But then she kind of just slid into classic Kyle ways of hypocrisy. So Andy's like, okay, $1 million question. Is there anything? Okay, Erica, you can put your lady boner away. It's not an actual $1 million you get. Okay. Is there anything going on between the two of you? Kyle's like, no.
Are you a couple? Do you have feelings for her?
I mean, she's my friend and I love her.
You didn't know they were going to ask you this stuff today, Kyle? Really? So Kathy's like, well, I mean, I've hung out with her. I think she's so funny. She's bright. She's humble. I can't understand a word she said. She did start fishing in one of my centerpieces, which I thought was odd. It was a punch bowl. She said she likes to live off the land. I said, well, technically that's water. But okay, I guess the water's on land. I don't know.
Fun fact, it doesn't matter where you are in the room. If you throw a little shrimp her way, she will catch it with her mouth.
Did you know that she named over 300 kinds of shrimp?
Unfortunately, we had to tell her the pillows were not shrimp.
She left with thread in her teeth. But, you know.
I was going to send her a bill for getting all those cocktail sauce stains on our pillow, but we thought, you know what, we'll cover it.
Okay, so now Andy tries again. He's like, so could you see yourself with Morgan? She's like, I don't know. I mean, I just. And Andy's like, okay, well, that's not a no then. She goes, well, I'm evolving and I'm changing. And like, clearly I'm going through an evolution, which is a production company, by the way. Cut to Alex Baskin. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the future holds. I don't know. I mean, maybe we'll find out next season. You know, it's the next season journey, Andy. So it's more of a next season kind of a journey.
Well, maybe next year she'll be out here on the couch with us. Who knows?
Well, especially if you tell her the couch is a giant shrimp.
Okay, noted. Well, I'm going to just leave it there. And God, this is so strange because Garcelle and Sutton and Merce's remaining ashes are in an ambulance on the way to the hospital, and we're all praying for Sutton. I'm just glad she's getting help from whatever that was. So, I don't know. What do I do? Gotta kill time, guys. Gotta kill time.
So now it is the time to finish up. So Andy's like, what did we learn from the season? And Anna Marie's like, well, I think what's most important is I'm a doctor. Thank you. And Crystal is like, I shouldn't be able to speak up because my voice is strong.
Yeah, or be afraid to speak up.
Erica, I'm okay. Like, I'm proud that I showed up for myself. It's been hard, but I feel so much better. Okay.
Why are you
shrugging? What have you learned?
Well, Andy, I don't fucking know. Okay.
Kathy, what have you learned from your season? And by season, I mean the past 20 minutes you've been out here.
Well, I've learned that this was actually still on television, which I think is funny. Good for you guys. Good for you guys. Never going to watch this show. Does anybody watch this show? Hilarious. Mauricio sucks. And that's about it. Okay.
Tari, what about you? You've been pretty quiet this hour.
It's because I'm being followed. I've been followed, Andy. I was wearing a hood, which has been stolen by three men who followed me from the parking lot.
Andy just yawns again.
That was funny.
Clearly just to fuck with
he
her.
He yawns again. She's like,
they said she asked me the question, Andy. I can't even answer the question.
No, I'm not. Just go, sorry. She goes, listen, just if somebody is being nice and somebody's, you know, makes me feel like we're friends, I believe it. And I think I have to be a little less naive. Coyle.
And he's like, so obviously you're talking about Garcelle. She's like,
I am. I mean, I can't even believe that Garcelle's gone and she's still yelling at me from that side of the couch. Can anyone hear her?
Kyle, I'll let you have the last word. And she's like, well, I may have like lost what I felt was my happily ever after. I am strong enough and I'm going, I will have my happily ever after no matter what. No matter what.
Boring. So that's it. Sutton's still alive. And then Kyle flew to Nashville to see Morgan in concert. And we see a headline from Reality Blurb that says, Kyle Richards sits front and center at Morgan Wade's concert as Insider talks Morgan's alleged snub.
Yeah, and Kyle and Mauricio are still living separate lives under the same roof while he continues his search for his new home, which is bullshit because he literally knows every single house in LA County and apparently various different countries, and including Portugal. So there's got to be a house somewhere that he loves.
So that's a wrap on that season. I thought overall it was a pretty good season.
I liked it, actually. I liked the season a lot. No, that was pretty good. I was involved.
So that's, you know, that means it is changing over for us over here at Watch What Crappens. Miami's gone. Beverly Hills is gone. Jersey's coming back. Summer House is back. Vanderpump Rules is back. It's just a whole
other Summer House is back.
Other Summer House is coming back. The Valley's coming next weekish. So it's going to be some pretty good times over here for us, y'all. Yeah. Y'all's is.
It'll be excellent times. So thank you all so much for being here and for listening. And we'll catch you on the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
She's the wind beneath our Jennifer Wing.
Sip Some Scotch with Jessica Trott.
She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She's quite the catch. It's Victoria Cotchett.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.